coffee.
Thank you.
Cappuccino.
Grazie.
And a nice hot cider from Monica.
Thank you.
Rach?
Yeah?
Why does my cinnamon stick have an eraser?
Oh, that's why. Sorry.
Chandler?
Miss Tedlock, you're looking lovely today. May I say that is a very flattering sleeve length on you?
Yes. Well, Mr. Kostelik would like you to stop by his office at the end of the day.
Oh, listen, if this is about those prank memos, I had nothing to do with them, really. Nothing at all, really. And frankly, I don't think that those kind of shenanigans have a place in an office environment.
You guys, Chandler's coming, and he says he has, like, this incredible news. So when he gets here, let's all act like, you know...
Hey.
Okay. Hey. Never mind, but it was going to be really good.
What's going on?
What is up?
So, it's a typical day at work. I'm in putting my numbers, and Big Al calls me into his office and tells me he wants to make me processing supervisor.
That is great! Oh, congratulations!
So, I quit.
Why?
Why? This was supposed to be a temp job.
Yeah, Chandler, you've been there for 5 years.
But if I took this promotion, it would be like admitting that this is what I actually do.
Man, does that mean we got to start buying our own toilet paper?
That was Joey Tribbiani with the big picture. Dan?
So was it a lot more money?
Doesn't matter. I just don't want to be one of those guys that's in his office until 12 o'clock at night worrying about the weenus.
The weenus?
Weekly estimated net usage system. It's a processing term.
Oh, that weenus.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know what I want to do. I just know I'm not going to figure it out working there.
Oh, I have something you can do. I have this new massage client, Steve. Anyway, he's opening up a restaurant, and he's looking for a head chef. Hi there. Hi. Oh, yeah, no, I know. You're a chef. I know, and I thought of you first, but Chandler's the one who needs a job right now, so...
Yeah, I just don't have a lot of chefing experience. Unless it's an all-toast restaurant.
Yeah. Well, what kind of food is he looking for?
Well, he wants to do something eclectic, so he's looking for someone who can, you know, create the entire menu.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, I know! So what do you think?
Thanks, Phoebe. I just don't really see myself in a big white hat.
Okay. Oh, Monica, guess what?
Perfect runner, and there he goes, a perfect...
You watch something like this and you realize why evolution is just a theory.
Can you see my nipples through this shirt?
No. But don't worry, I'm sure they're still there. Where are you going, Mr. Sooty Man?
Well, I have an appointment to see Dr. Robert Pillman, career counselor, a go-go. I added the a-go-go.
Career counselor?
Hey. You guys all know what you want to do.
I don't.
Hey, you guys in the living room all know what you want to do. You know, you have goals, you have dreams. I don't have a dream.
The lesser known, I don't have a dream speech.
Oh, I love my life, I love my life. A Brian song. The meeting with that guy went great.
So great. He showed me where the restaurant's going to be. It's this cute little place on 10th Street. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's just right.
Was it formerly owned by a blonde woman and some bears?
Well, anyway, I'm cooking dinner for him Monday night, you know, kind of like an audition. And Phoebe, he really wants you to be here, which would be great for me, because then you can ooh and ah and make yummy noises. What are you going to make?
Yummy noises.
And Monica, what are you going to make? I don't know. It's just got to be so great.
Oh, I know what you can make. I know.
Oh, you should make that thing, you know, with the stuff. You know that thing with the stuff? Hey, I don't know.
Hey, guys, does anyone know a good date place in the neighborhood?
How about Tony's? If you can finish a 32-ounce steak, it's free.
Okay. Hey, does anyone know a good place if you're not dating a puma?
Who are you going out with?
Oh, is this the bug lady?
Meow, I love you, Rod.
Her name is Celia. She's not a bug lady. She's curator of insects at the museum.
So what are you guys going to do?
Well, I just thought we'd go out to dinner and then maybe bring her back to my place and I'd introduce her to my monkey.
And he's not speaking metaphorically.
So, back to your place. Mm. You thinking maybe, uh-huh?
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping.
I'm telling you, that monkey is a chick magnet. She's going to take one look at his furry, cute little face, and it'll seal the deal.
Okay, try the salmon mousse. Good. Yeah? Is it better than the other salmon mousse?
It's creamier.
Yeah? Well, is that better?
I don't know. We're talking about whipped fish, Monica. I'm just happy I'm keeping it down, you know?
God! What happened to you?
8.5 hours of aptitude tests, intelligence tests, personality tests, and what do I learn? You were ideally suited for a career in data processing for a large multinational corporation.
Because you already know how to do that.
Can you believe it? Don't I seem like somebody who should be doing something really cool? You know, I just always pictured myself doing something... something.
Oh, Chandler, I know. Oh, hey. You can't see your nipples through this shirt. Here you go. Maybe this will cheer you up.
Ooh, you know, I had a grape about 5 hours ago, so I better split this with you.
It's supposed to be that small. It's a pre-appetizer. The French call it an amuse-bouche.
Well, it is amusing.
Hello? Oh, hi, Wendy. Yeah, 8 o'clock. What do we say, $10 an hour? Okay, great. All right, I'll see you then. Bye.
$10 an hour for what?
Oh, I asked one of the waitresses at work if she'd help me out. Waitressing?
Uh-oh.
Of course I thought of you. But, you see, this thing has to go just perfect, you know, and, well, Wendy's more of a professional waitress.
Oh. I see, yes, and I've sort of been maintaining my amateur status so that I can waitress in the Olympics.
No, I don't mean to brag, but I waited tables at Innsbruck in 76.
To call him a bronze. Amuse-bouche?
You'll be your woman.
Talk to me.
Okay, weird thing happened to me on the train this morning.
No. Talk dirty.
Here?
Say something hot.
Vulva.
Vulva.
All right, I panicked, all right? She took me by surprise, you know, but it wasn't a total loss. I mean, we ended up cuddling.
Whoa, you cuddled? How many times?
Shut up, it was nice. I just don't think I'm the dirty-talking kind of guy, you know?
What's the big deal? You just say what you want to do to her, or what you want her to do to you, or what you think other people might be doing to each other. Look, I'll tell you what.
No,
try something on me.
Please be kidding.
Why not? Come on, just close your eyes and tell me what you'd like to be doing right now.
Well, Okay, I'm in my apartment.
Yeah, what else?
That's it, I'm in my apartment, you're not there, we're not having this conversation.
All right, look, I'll start, okay?
Joey, please.
Come on, all right, ready, look. Oh, Russ. You get me so hot, I want your lips on me now. Huh? All right, now you say something.
I really don't think so.
Come on. You like this woman, right?
Well, yeah.
You want to see her again, right?
Sure.
But if you can't talk dirty to me, how are you going to talk dirty to her? Now tell me you want to caress my butt.
Okay, turn around. I just don't want you staring at me when I'm doing this.
All right. I'm not looking. Go ahead.
Bye. Okay. I want to feel your hot, soft skin with my lips.